From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, September 14, 2016. I'm Philip Graham. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail on four timber thefts in Greene and Delaware counties that took place between April and July of this year. The Department of Environmental Conservation reported three of the four thefts occurred in Delaware County. The fourth involved an out-of-state property owner who discovered his land in Greene County was being logged by his tenant. An environmental conservation officer and Greene County Sheriff's deputies removed a truckload of 19 logs and stopped the logging activity. The logs were later tracked to an area lumberyard. The tenant was arrested and now faces a variety of charges, including felony grand larceny. According to a DEC spokesman, the primary motivation for this theft and others like it is financial gain. He said similar thefts are occurring at a high rate nationwide, especially in Colorado, Georgia, and Kentucky. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The Daily Freeman is reporting that a landowner has donated a conservation easement to Scenic Hudson on 18 acres of farmland in Claremont. Diane O'Neill's donation will permanently secure the parcel for agricultural use. The 18 acres of prime farmland is currently leased to a local farmer for hay production to serve local dairy operations. The acquisition was made as part of Scenic Hudson's ongoing Saving the Land That Matters campaign. The Poughkeepsie-based environmental nonprofit previously acquired conservation easements from O'Neill on three other parcels of farmland totaling 230 acres, all located along State Route 9G in Claremont. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Roger Hannigan-Gilson is reporting in the Register-Star that the Hudson Valley Agribusiness Development Corporation of Hudson will be among the 50 farmers, producers, and agricultural programs to attend the 15th annual Farm Day in Washington today, Wednesday, September the 14th. The event will be hosted by Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, a member of the Senate Agricultural Committee. Attendees will speak with elected officials about a variety of issues, including crop insurance and rising dairy prices. Gillibrand said the ongoing drought and agricultural visas are other important issues to be addressed. Hudson Valley Agribusiness Development Corporation Executive Director Todd Erling will attend Farm Day to represent various farm interests in the area. Erling said, and I quote, "The reception itself is a great showcase of New York farms and New York farm products. Everything from wine and distillery products to beer and cheeses to ice creams and desserts are presented," end quote. He said, for his organization, the focus is demonstrating how food and agriculture are good economic development. Erling lauded elected officials, including Gillibrand and Representative Chris Gibson, for their support for the agricultural community. You can read that full story in the Register-Star.
Governor Andrew Cuomo signed two bills September the 13th that allow farmers growing apples or grapes or spirits to sell not only those alcoholic drinks by the glass, but any New York-made farm alcoholic beverage. Cuomo said, and I quote, "These new laws further break down artificial barriers and help increase exposure to New York's world-class beer, wine, cider, and spirits, which will help this already booming industry grow further." The state says that New York State farm-based alcohol beverage manufacturers have more than doubled in number since 2011. With a 13% increase in the last year. Dan Friedman and Claire Hughes report in the Albany Times-Union that Hillary Clinton wasn't the only politician feeling sick at the 9/11 memorial September the 11th in Manhattan. Senator Charles Schumer also has pneumonia. New York senior senator has had a lung infection for the past few weeks, and on September 12th, hours after Clinton disclosed her condition, his office said Schumer has pneumonia. Schumer is now on antibiotics and I quote, "his doctor has given him a clean bill of health," end quote. Amanda J. Purcell reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that Bernie Sanders, who lost the Democratic presidential nomination to Hillary Clinton, will campaign for congressional candidate Zephyr Teachout in New Platts on September the 16th. Sanders will hold a rally at 11 a.m. at Hasbrook Park in New Platts. Anyone who wants to attend can RSVP at www.zephyrteachoutforcongress.com. In April, over 4,000 people attended a rally for Sanders at Marist College in Poughkeepsie. You can read that full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal.
And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers and thunderstorms for today, mainly after 2 p.m. The thunderstorms will come ahead of a cold front. Some of those storms may produce gusty winds, especially for the areas south and east of Albany. Temperature high for today will be 81 degrees. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 52. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Thursday night, patchy fog after 3 a.m. Otherwise, it will be clear with a low around 46. And on Friday, patchy fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, sunny with a high near 75 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 53. Sunrise today was at 6:35 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:05 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 29 minutes of daylight. About 2.5 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 14th day of September 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.